Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so context. Let's put last night's loss into context here a little bit, because the Tigers lose to Cleveland. Cleveland's playing sort of a must-win-it series, and the Tigers are playing a, you know, try to close out Cleveland series, and Cleveland wins game one, and that's the deal, and so this thing's down to 5.5. I'll start with this. I'm not panicked about the division, not at all. 5.5 game lead with 11 games left for Detroit, 12 for Cleveland. Let's put into context. If the Tigers really wet the bed and go 4-7 the rest of the way, Cleveland has to go 10-2 to tie Detroit. And they would likely then, if they go 10-2 and the Tigers go 4-7, Cleveland would likely hold the tiebreaker. That would mean that Cleveland finished the season, because they're on that streak of winning 11 of 12. That would mean that Cleveland finished the season going 21-3 in the final 24 games. If that's a pace they can keep up, bravo. I mean, and that's if the Tigers go 4-7 the rest of the way. And so, you know, I would not flip spots with Cleveland. I would not want to be the team that won 11 of 12, but was still 5.5 games back with 12 games to go, and the opponent has 11 games to go. If Skubal pitches Thursday and looks bad, and or has any reoccurrence of whatever took him out of the game this past weekend, then I might panic, okay? But I'm more worried about that start being good than this team blowing the division. Now, that's one hurdle, right, is winning the division. Zooming out, bigger picture, they have a two-game lead over Seattle for the number two seed, but Seattle owns a tiebreaker, so it's essentially a one-game lead. And, you know, if they blow that, I think that's very unfortunate. Again, Seattle's one of those teams that's white hot right now. Do they have a sustainable pace? We'll see. This all comes down to AJ and Fett and Cora and everybody getting them right. The Tigers could win the World Series. I have no question about that. I'm perfectly confident in saying that that is not a ridiculous statement. But they have to get back to being the best version of themselves, and the people that are in control of that, I have faith in this coaching staff, this manager and his staff, and I have faith in this roster. It's just there's been fits and spurts of them looking pretty bad, and you know they're not a dominant team. They're not the kind of team that they're going to win 110 games, obviously. So, you know, they got to get back to the best version of themselves. And I really think it is important that they get this two seed.
Well, it'd be great if they get the two seed. And obviously Seattle's team is chasing now. And, you know, Houston's right on the same pace, basically. They're only a half game behind Seattle. And those two teams will play each other in a three-game series coming up after Seattle's done with Kansas City. Seattle also has to finish the season against the Dodgers. So it's not like they got the easiest road to finish up. But this is baseball, and every team goes through their stretches where they don't play well. Every team goes through stretches where maybe they're just 500. They're not as great as they were to start off, or maybe they start off poorly and they finish hot. Whatever the case is, that's why the 162 games means something. But carrying that momentum into the playoffs, you can't always bank on it. You just can't. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. You don't know what you're going to get. hopefully the Tigers can clinch one of those top two seeds. Doesn't look like they'll get the top seed. They're trailing Toronto by a significant amount at this point. But yeah, it would be great if they could to set up the pitching and give themselves a little bit of a break to kind of catch their breaths here. But the Tigers are talented. Maybe they're not talented with all the high-end players. Guys, you're like, wow, this guy could be a future, you know, 8-time All-Star or something like that. They had a bunch of All-Stars on the team this year, but not everybody's playing at that level at this time. In the first half of the season, those guys were deserving of getting All-Star nods. Second half of the season, it's been a different story. But that's, again, that's just baseball. I'm not going to get terribly nervous unless Cleveland sweeps this series. And then I'm going to be like, uh-oh, that's not good. That's not going to sit well. And because it does a couple things. It keeps Cleveland's fire going, and they are on full charge. Cleveland saw by example what the Tigers did last year to get into the playoffs. And they know that right now they're on a heater. The other side of that is if the Tigers start ceding all these games to Cleveland, if they get swept by the gribe here, then what does that do for the Tigers' confidence? You know, is it just, oh, thank God they're out of town? Well, you got another team that comes in town this weekend that you have to take care of. It's, you know, it's a grind. You've got 12 games left. You've got to finish strong. Or 11 games left. Finish strong.
248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. It's from an unnamed texter. This is a direct result of Scott Harris doing absolutely nothing at the deadline. This is 100% his fault, and he should be fired over it.
Okay.
I completely checked out after the trade deadline. If the front office doesn't care and doesn't want to win, why should I watch?
So they added Finnegan, who has literally been perfect since he got here. Yeah. He then went on the IL for a quick stint, and hopefully they have him back. They think maybe as early as next week he comes back to this team. They added Montero, who's actually been very good for the Tigers out of the bullpen as well.
He's coming off a bad outing over the weekend, but he recorded 4 outs with 4 strikeouts last night.
Yeah, so
in a high-leverage situation, close game late.
He pitched very well for them last night. Seawald was another pitcher they got. They hope to get him back this weekend. Like Friday, he might make his Tigers debut. And that's another guy that can make a difference. They added a couple of starting pitchers that have helped and not helped so much. I think they give some a mixed bag there with Charlie Morton and Paddock. But I mean, that's a lot of acquisitions. That's 5 players right there that they did add at the trade deadline. Now, was it the guys that you wanted? Maybe not. And did you want to go all in on Suarez, who hasn't done a ton for Seattle since that trade happened? Okay. I do whatever you want to do. But I don't have a problem with where they're at right now. And I'm not going to say, oh, the trade deadline, that's where they missed out. Because did they? They wanted bullpen arms. And they got bullpen arms that have really helped them out.
Well, I mean, one of them's hurt right now, right? So that's hard to but he's supposed to be back. And another one's hurt and hasn't pitched yet, but is supposed to be debuting soon. And I find that one to be very interesting. How much do you have to love a guy to go get him and he's hurt? Because you don't trade for hurt players when you need immediate help unless you think that hurt player really can help you when he gets back. I mean, Bednar's been decent, certainly. I mean, last night he gave up a home run, but
rough start when he got to the Yankees.
Jake Bird was terrible for them after, and you mentioned Suarez. It's hard for me to escape that this is not one of the most arrogant texts we'd ever get. They didn't do it my way, so I'm not going to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Watch. And that, you know, that's how it comes across to me.
So Suarez has played 42 games with Seattle. He has 22 RBIs in the 42 games. Mm-hmm. He has 9 home runs in those 42 games as well. He's hitting 165, and his OPS is 613. His WAR is negative 0.2.
We were suspicious that he might drop off before the trade deadline came and went, and talked about it on the air before he got dealt.
Now, the thing is, he could have some moments. I mean, he does have 9 home runs with them in the 42 games. Could some of those have been moments, game winners? I haven't looked to see if it was game-winning RBIs or totals or whatever. But
he's had some moments.
There could be some moments in there. But overall numbers are nothing to write home about. The 613 OPS? What?
248-539-9797. More here. I think if they get swept, if they even make the playoffs, it doesn't matter. It's a 3 or 5-game series. They're getting swept. I think they get swept. Okay, punctuation, my man. This is all one sentence. I think they get swept. If they even make the playoffs, doesn't matter. If it's a 3 or 5-game series, they're getting swept.
Who thinks they get swept against Cleveland and they also get swept in the playoffs?
Yeah. The normally upbeat Kerry Carpenter had a scowl on his face. This is the next text. The normally upbeat Kerry Carpenter had a scowl on his face when they showed him in the dugout after the last out. That was an abomination by Vest, who has been terrible the last month. Sweeney and Rogers are liabilities on the bench, pounding the ball at 199 and 198, respectively. There is certainly, you know, players that play a very specific role that may or may not be on the postseason roster. I mean, you know, the fact is Trey Sweeney is going to play a lot more against left-handed pitching, and they'd like to get him more at-bats. Against right-handed pitching, and that's where he's struggling, and he should be better than that. And maybe he's not on the postseason roster. Jake Rogers is going to be on the postseason roster because you're going to have 2 catches.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.